Welcome to the Shir and Kli Yachar and Parshios Tazria Mitzora. I wanted to see tonight the relatively longer piece that the Kli Yachar has in Parshios Mitzora. Again, you know, a commentary like the Kli Yachar is going to talk about Lashon Hara overwhelmingly in the Parshios of Tazria Mitzora, you know, relating all of the specific dinim to to the issues of Lashon Hara. This long piece is noteworthy for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's longer than usual. Secondly, it's not primarily a commentary on the psukim themselves, but rather a broader discussion about reconciling two similar but not quite the same midrashim that may be very familiar to us with regard to the issues of Lashon Hara. And finally, there's a little bit of a personal revelation at the end of the piece about the life of the Kli Yachar himself, and I thought it would be kedai to see that as part of our learning tonight. So we're taking a look in Parshas Mitzora, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Dalid, when the Torah describes the purification process for the Mitzora who's coming back into society. It says, V'lokachla mitaher shtei tziporim. Right? The practice involves for the Mitzora who's returning and purifying himself, the taking of two birds. So why two birds? So he writes, L'malo parshas tazria kosavti, She'ikra ha'soras ba al sholosh averos harimusim beparsha, v'heim lashon hara v'gasas haruach v'chemdas hamama. Earlier he wrote that there are primarily three sins that are associated with tzaras. Lashon hara is the most well known. Gasas haruach, haughtiness, and chemdas hamamon, avarice, greed. You know, greed for money. Right, all three of these things can land you with tzaras, says the Kli Yachar. V'alpiza nuchal lomar shatzipor mechatel mashlashta. And all three of these sins can be related to birds in some way. Aloshen har l'fisha osin ma'isa potit. The Gemara itself says the birds chatter, right? They tweet, and as we know, in 2015. Tweeting is one of the best ways to spread Lashon Hara, right? That's, Chazal really, really hit the nail on the head with this one. You know, birds and their tweeting is very much associated with Lashon Hara. But Valgasus Haruach, birds also symbolize the idea of haughtiness. Why? Ha'ola l'mayla kitziporim afos. Gasus Haruach means a spirit where the person is lifted up, a haughty, uplifted spirit, just as the birds fly upwards. Yachemda samamon shenem marba tiga lahashir ki also yasilo knafayim kamesher va'of hashamayim. Quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, don't spend your life running after money, because the money will fly away from you like the birds. Right? People spend their lives running after money, and then all of a sudden one day, you know, the money picks up and it's gone, just like the birds. So in other words, the birds symbolize all three of these sins which are associated with tzaras. That's not the main point of the piece. That's a little short, you know, nugget of a vort before we get started. This Kli Yachar, yeah, brings off this pshat. But the main thing he's going to say is the following. Since the Mefarshim in general talk about Lashon Hara, let me add my own two cents, says the Kli Yachar, and let me contrast two very similar sounding Mamari Chazal with one another. And these Mamari Chazal both speak about Hachrozos, announcements that are made with regard to the sin of Lashon Hara. Hachroza Rishonahi, Mashamasik B'medrash Arabasi. He starts off by quoting a Medrash Rabbah in our Pasha in Mitzora. The Medrash says as follows. Maisa Berochel Echon. There's once a peddler. Shahoyim Mechazer Ba'ayaros Hasmuchos Lipsipori. He was traveling around the villages that were next to Tzipori, a major center in the Galil at the time of Chazal, major city in the Galil. V'hayamachris v'omer, and this peddler was making the announcement, Man boy lemizban samchayim. Who would like to buy a potion of life? Who would like to buy a potion of life? Odik ale alma. The people stared at him. They looked at him funny. Rabbi Yanai have a yosef uposhet betrakline. Rabbi Yanai was sitting and spread out on his mat. Omar le, he said to the peddler, Tosak lahacha, come over here. Potion of life, that sounds pretty good. Zabin li, all right, I'll buy it. Omar le, less at sarach velo kidnusach. The peddler says, my dear Rabbi Yanai, this is not for you. You don't need this. Atrichale. He pressed him. So what do you mean it's not for me? You know, what kind of peddler are you? Right? Who ever heard of a guy in business saying, you know, it's not for you? Salik lagabe. So he came over. Hod filo sefer tehillim mechorach. And he brought out a rolled up scroll of a sefer tehillim. Herelo posik zeh. He showed him the pasuk, every Shabbos pasuk in the parakh of Lamedalit in Tehillim. Who is the man who desires life? Guard your lips from speaking evil, right? And guard your tongue from speaking evil, your lips from speaking guile, right? In other words. I don't really have much of a potion, but if you look in Sefer Tehillim, it says that if you want a long life, you should not speak Lashon Hara. Amr Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai said, Ach Shlomo Machriz. Oh, what David says in Tehillim is the same thing that Shlomo says in Mishlei. Shomer Pivu L'shono, Shomer Mitzaros Nafsho. If one guards his mouth and his tongue, he guards his soul from all kinds of distress. Shomer mitzaras nafsho, i.e., he guards himself from saras. That's a preventative medicine from getting saras. Omar Reb Yanai, kol yomai hoyisi kore mikro zeh, v'lo hoyisi yodea heichon hu poshu, ad shebo rochel zeh v'hodiyani. My whole life, says Reb Yanai, I read this pasuk, but I didn't quite appreciate it until this peddler came and explained it to me. That's one story. Right? The peddler teaches Rabbi Yanai that the key to a long life is not speaking Lashon Hara. We find a similar story, says the Kli Yakar, Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes Amud Beis, and there the story goes as follows. Machriz Reb Alexandri. Reb Alexandri was going around announcing, Man boy chaye, Man boy chaye. Who desires life? Who desires life? Knifule kule alma v'asu legabe. A big crowd gathered around Reb Alexandri. Who wants life? Ooh, sounds pretty good. Amrule, they said to him, Havlon chaye. Give us life. Omar Lahu. So Rabbi Alexandri said back to the people, Shteitin Pasuk, Mi Oish HaChofetz Chayim, Nitzor L'shon Chomeira. He quotes the same series of psukim. Shema Yomar Adam, Ho'il V'Nosarti L'shoni Meira, Eilech V'Esgar B'Sheina. Lest you say, all right, if I don't speak Lashon Hara, so that's great. So you know what? I'll sleep all day. Right? If I sleep all day, I won't speak Lashon Hara. But that's not an Eitzah either. Talmud Lomar, Sumei Ra V'Aseh Tov. Right? The pasuk over there says, desist from evil and do good. Ve'ein Tov Ela Torah. What's good? Good is Torah. Shenema Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lachem. Right? So don't speak Lashon Hara, but instead substitute the study of Torah. Right? Very similar style story, but you know, obviously there are important differences between the details of the stories. And the Kli Yoker goes on to analyze A, what's the significance of the differences? B, what's the significance of some of the pratim, some of the details which are shared with us, which on the surface seem to be irrelevant to the story? So he starts asking, Bachrozes HaRochel, let's talk about the first story. A peddler is going around making an announcement. Why is it important for us to know that he's a peddler? A man's going around making an announcement. Right? Why do we need to know that he's a peddler? That's the first question. Why do we need to know that he was going around the villages near Tzipori? Who cares where he was going around? Right? Also, let's take a look at some of the differences between these two stories, the peddler story and the Rebbe Alexandri story. Right? I mean, first of all, in one case, it's a poshut person who's going around in the first story, and Rebbe Alexandri himself is an Adam Gadol going around in the second story. But besides that, the hachrozah itself is different. The peddler goes around saying, Man boy lemizben sam chayim, who would like to buy a potion of life? Rebbe Alexandri says much more simply, Man boy chayim, who wants life? He doesn't talk about a potion. He doesn't talk about buying the potion. He just says, who wants life? And he also says it twice, as opposed to the Rochel, the peddler, who just says it once. People's reaction is also different in both cases. The Medrash that describes the peddler going around describes how everyone stares at him. The Medrash that the Gemara that describes Rebbe Alexandri going around and saying, who wants life, who wants life, describes how everyone flocks to Rebbe Alexandri. Now you may say, well, some guy walks around saying, you want a potion, so everybody says, okay, you know, who are you? You have something from the FDA? You know, I mean, I never saw you before. Rebbe Alexandri, you know, commanded more respect, so, you know, people went there. Okay, it could be that's a potion, a way to explain the stories, right? What is in the story with the peddler and Reb Yannai, when Reb Yannai says, oh, it's not just the pasuk from David HaMelech in Tehillim, it's also a pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech in Mishle, what's meant to be added by that? And perhaps most importantly, when Reb Yannai says, wow, Mr. Peddler, you taught me the meaning of a pasuk which I never understood my whole life, what do you mean you never understood your whole life? It's fairly straightforward. If you want life, you know, guard your tongue from speaking things that are evil. Right? The peddler may have presented it in a cute fashion, but in the end of the day, you know, it's really just the pasuk of pshat of the pasuk. Why was Rabbi Yannai getting so moved, you know, by this by these words of the peddler? So, writes the Kli Yoker, Vakara ve'lailomer beheter kol asfekos halolu. I'm skimming a little bit just to try to move us along through this long piece. But says the Kli Yoker, it seems to me that you can understand these two stories based on a Gemara in Erchin. Gemara in Erchin daf tesvav amid base. The Gemara there says, Amar b'chamo bar chanino, my takante shall misafir lashon hara. How does a person who speaks lashon hara correct the sin that he committed? You know, is there a way to correct it? So says Reb Chaim Rechanino, yeah. In Talmud Chacham hu yasok b'Torah. If the person who spoke lashon hara is a Talmud Chacham, apparently you see even Talmud Chacham can speak lashon hara. Right? If the person who spoke Lashon Hara is a Talmud Chacham, so let him learn.
It didn't help him before.
Right, so, but I guess what it means is let him learn specifically with the Kavanah that this learning is going to undo the Lashon Hara which he spoke. Right? We'll come back to that point, actually. It's a very important point. You know, why is this any better than the Torah that he learned before? So let's hold that in abeyance for a little bit. We'll come back to it. But says Reb Chaim Bar Chanina, you know, if he wants to correct the sins which he committed by speaking Lashon Hara, let him learn Torah. Why? How do I know that? Shtein Pasuk in Mishlei Marpei Lashon Eitz Chaim. Right? The tree of life is what heals the tongue. Of course, we know what's the Eitz Chaim. It's Torah. Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Ba. Right? So, okay, good. If you spoke Lashon Hara, your Talmud Chacham, learn Torah, and that will somehow make amends to some extent for the sin that you committed. The Imam Ha'aretzu, but let's say the guy who spoke Lashon Hara is not a Torah scholar, so he's not going to be able to learn. Yashvil Atzma, right? He should lower himself, right? He should do things to emphasize his humility and his submissiveness. Shenemar, v'selef ba sheve beruach. Right? Of course, also a pasuk in Mishlei, let him lower himself, let him break his, his spirit, right? If again, that's the continuation of the pasuk. Marpei Lashon Eitz Chaim, you know, if he's Ram Haaretz, so then the way to be Marpei Lashon is Shever Beruach, is to break his spirit. Okay, that's Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Reb Abba Bar Chanina Omer. No, comes Reb Abba Bar Chanina, and he says, unfortunately, I disagree. Siper ein lo takon. Once you speak Lashon Hara, there's really no way to fix that after the fact. Right? I mean, you know, it's like the media, right? You know, they write a story on somebody, you know, the guy's the worst person you ever heard about. And then if it turns out it's not true, so on page 27, you know, at the bottom, they wrote a correction. By the way, he's not really a murderer and a terrible person. We made a mistake. Right? Okay, so you can't put the genie back in the bottle. You know, you speak Lashon Hara about somebody, it's gone. It's over. You know, the person who spoke Lashon Hara has no real way to make amends, you know, to correct that which happened. Shekvar karso David beruach hakodesh. Very harsh lashon. David HaMelech already in Tehillim prophesized that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is going to be cut down. Right? There's no correcting it. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Yachres Hashem kosifse chalokos lashon medaberes gedolos. God will cut down all of the people who speak with, you know, lips of guile, you know, people who say big things about somebody else. You speak Lashon Hara, God's going to cut you down. There's no repentance, no tshuva. Very scary thing. Elamai takanoso shelo yavo l'day Lashon Hara. Im taur chacham hu yasef, but tov imam ha'oriz hu yashpil atzma. I do agree, however, says Rav Abba Bar Chanina, that Torah study is effective, but not as a cure, just as a preventative. Meaning, if you want to ensure that you won't speak Lashon Hara in the future, learn Torah, and that will have an impact on your personality. Or if you're not capable of learning Torah, lower yourself, and that humility will prevent you from speaking Lashon Hara. But once you spoke the Lashon Hara, it's too late. There's nothing you can do to put the pieces back together. You've already destroyed somebody's life by speaking Lashon Hara about them. What are you going to do? You're going to run a correction on page 27 of the newspaper? It's not going to work. It's done. It's over. Right? The best we can talk about is not a cure, but a preventative. So, writes the Kli Yakar. Let's try to understand this. This is a very basic machlokas about Lashon Hara itself. Is Lashon Hara fixable? A very fundamental machlokas. The nearest Shatam Rabbi Abba, the second Amora who's quoted, who says that there is no takana, is, he takes the perspective, Shahadin no sen shlo yilo takana. If you think about it logically, there should be no way to correct Lashon Hara that was spoken. Lefishim kvar siper Lashon Hara v'hitil mum b'kodshim. V'hosi shem rav v'nispashit kol anozeh b'chol ha'olah. If you spoke Lashon Hara, or worse yet, if you're mosi shemra, you say something, that's a lie about somebody, and this has traveled around the world, and by the way, I mean, the Kliyakar, I don't think could have imagined how in the 21st century, things that you say literally go all around the world. If it was true back then, I mean, think of how true it is today. You type in something into the computer, and within instants, within minutes, seconds, people can be reading it in China, and people can be talking, it can be forwarded to, 500,000 of my best friends.
Well,
now we're going to read about this.
Before, you didn't have computers, now you have computers and faxes. Facebook.
Right. So the ability to spread Lashon Hara, if it was great during Kliyakar's time, is that much greater during, our own time. Pshita she'en takon lezeh she'olav supar ha'Lashon Hara. I mean, what are you going to do for the guy who's the victim of the Lashon Hara? How are you going to make his life better? You can't. Right? Go try to erase stuff from the internet. Right? It's not going to work. Right, somebody said something bad about you on the internet. Right, they have these corporations now, whose whole purpose is to try to make you look good on the internet. But they can't erase stuff from the internet. The best they can do is to push it down so that if somebody does a Google search, it will be on the 25th page. All the terrible things they say about you. I mean, once it's out there, it's out there. It's a little bit scary, but somebody says something bad about you, it's there forever. You're never gonna be able to erase that. Right, the after mamasafri akriv kol elay nevayos, eich biyad lahashi machshav to aro dvaro. Once you say something about somebody else, you can't put it back in. V'chi eleich mikse hashamayim v'had kotzei v'yachriz v'yleimar. Sheker dibarti, is the guy who said something false about his friend got to travel around the world saying I lied? Kiminak dareinu zeh. Look at our own generation, he says. Shim echa mibale alosh yotzi lazal eza nichbar. If a baal lashon hara says something about some chash of a person, ad mehero yotzivaru mizrach shelesh ad mivolo. That word that he says runs as fast as anything from one side of the world to the next. Vehu ba'atzma lo yuchal l'sakenes asher ives. And even the baal lashon hara himself can't take back what he said. Right? Again, it's amazing. I mean, he's talking about the 1500s in Prague. If it was true then, I mean, think of how true it is today. Right? But even back then, you couldn't put the genie back in the bottle. So that's the position, he says, of Rabbi Abba Bar Chanina. There is no takana for Lashon Hara. The best you can do is to put measures in place so you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara in the future. But once you spoke Lashon Hara, you destroyed the other guy's life. You can't put that back together. So how do you expect to get kapara for yourself? Avar Rabbi Chama Sovar. But the other opinion, the first opinion, who says the Talmud Torah or Anivus can be a cure for the Lashon Hara, he looks at the Pasuk and he says that Marpe Lashon Eitz Chayim. Pasuk in Mishlei says that the tree of life Torah is a healing for the tongue. And Ein Refua Ela B'Makom Choli. Healing means that someone was sick. Right? I guess, in English we have a concept of preventative medicine, but normally if somebody, talks about a cure or a medicine for something, it's not preventative, it's curative. It cures that which is already a problem. Al-Kain Russell of Farish Apostolic with Misha Kvar Sipe. So Reb Chama says, it must be that the Apostolic is telling us not just how to prevent myself from speaking Lashon Hara, it's talking about how I can actually gain kapara for speaking Lashon Hara, and that's through Talmud Torah or through the idea of Anova. Says the now, skipping a lot at this point, because it goes off on a little bit of a tangent. Says the Kliyakar, the two stories reflect the two different opinions about whether a person can ever rectify the sin of Lashon Hara. So again, skipping forward a lot. Rebbe Alexander, is sover gam hu siper ein lo takona. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah that quotes Rebbe Alexander going around and saying, who wants life, who wants life? Rebbe Alexander holds the position that once you speak Lashon Hara, there is no cure. So the best that we can offer somebody is some kind of preventative. So Rebbe Alexander doesn't go to the people who have already spoken Lashon Hara. He goes to the people who, I don't know if there's a person out there who hasn't spoken Lashon Hara, but he goes to the people who at least are trying, you know, to not speak Lashon Hara. V'hayu mazhirom u'malamdom derech shmiras habriyus. Rabbi Alexandri, when he says, man boy chaye, what man boy chaye, who wants to live, is telling them, you know, you're so far, you're not sick. Don't start smoking. Right? Don't start speaking Lashon Hara. Don't start doing things that are going to impact negatively on your spiritual health. That's why Lo Hisker Lashon Sam, that's why he doesn't talk about a potion of life, because a potion, a medicine, implies that you're sick and you need to get better. V'gam Lo Hisker Lashon L'Mizbah. He also wasn't selling anything, because again, you buy medicine, right? But if you just want to do something preventative, you know, as I'm telling you, don't do something, there's nothing to buy. I'm just telling you, avoid, you know, don't buy the cigarettes, right? Don't do things that are going to be deleterious to your health, right? So that's where Alexandri took the position that Torah is good, but only as a preventative. When the Gemara Avodah Zarah says that you know, that he told them that that they should learn Torah, right? You know, lest you say, you know, since it says keep your mouth from speaking evil, etzgara b'shena, I'll go to sleep. No, don't just go to sleep. You should do something proactive to prevent yourself from speaking Lashon Hara, which is to be involved in the study of Torah. But that's also why he says the people flock to Rabbi Alexandri, because the people in Rabbi Alexandri's story are people who are interested in making sure they do the right thing. These are people who have not really fallen into the habit of speaking Lashon Hara. So that's why when he says man b'ichai, man b'ichai, they gather around him. Right? Because these are he's talking to the frum people, so to speak. You know, he's talking to the people who are concerned about, you know, not speaking Lashon Hara. The story in the Medrash, says the Kli Yakar, the story with Reb Yanai and the Rochel and the Peddler, assumes like the other position in Erchem. The position of Reb Chama Bar Chanina, who says that not only is Torah a way of preventing one from speaking Lashon Hara, but Limud HaTorah can actually cure someone who spoke Lashon Hara. And that's why, says the Kli Yakar, that's why the protagonist of the story is the Rochel. Now, when the Torah speaks about Lashon Hara, the Torah uses a Lashon of Rechilus to describe Lashon Hara. When the Pasuk says, Lo Seilech Rachil Be'amecha, right? Don't go as a peddler among your people. The Torah is telling us, just like the peddler goes from place to place, you know, peddling his wares, the Bali Lashon Hara go from person to person peddling their stories. So it's not by chance that this guy is a peddler. By calling him a Rochel, says the Kli Yakar, the Medrash is saying this guy is a repentant Baal Lashon Hara. He's not just selling stuff, right? Not just selling watches. But once upon a time, he was a seller of tales. And that's why it's important to note that he's going around the towns that are near Sipori. Sipori is a place, but as we just said before, and this is probably his tie-in to this pasuk, Siporim are what you use to be metaher somebody from being a metzora. So he's going around the villages around Sipori. In other words, he's seeking out the Jews who have been Bali Lashon Hara. And his announcement Man boy le mizban sam de chayim. Who wants to buy the medicine that will give you life, the elixir of life? His pitch is not to the people who have not spoken Lashon Hara. He's speaking to the sick, the spiritually sick, the ones who need medicine. And he's saying, Rabosai, I repented. I was able to come back from the depths. I can give you the secret, not just to not speaking Lashon Hara, but to correcting the past. That was his. That was the pitch that he was making. Reb Yanai overhears the Rochel, and Reb Yanai says, here, come here, I'm interested in buying this. Says the Rochel to Reb Yanai, no, this is not for you. What does he mean by that? So according to the Kli Yalkut's explanation, it's beautiful. This is not for you. Reb Yanai, you're a tzaddik. You don't need a potion to cure Lashon Hara. Right? You're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. You're learning Torah. You're preventing yourself from speaking Lashon Hara. You don't need to cure this malady of Lashon Hara that you have already. I don't need to give this to you. No. I want to see it. Okay. He opens up the Sefer Tehillim. And the Sefer Tehillim teaches, Nitzor Lashon Chomira Usvosecha Midaber Mirma. Right? Sur Meira V'Asei Tov Bakesh Shalom V'Rodfeim. Now what does that mean? So before the Kli Yalkut, you would say that what the pasuk means is if you don't speak Lashon Hara, you'll be fine, you'll have a long life. But the point that the peddler wants to bring out from Sefer Tehillim, according to the Kli Yalkut, is something beyond that. Yes, we understand that if you don't speak Lashon Hara, you'll be zocha to longevity. That will increase your life. The pasuk is saying something else. If you spoke Lashon Hara, and now you have to deal with the weight of that sin, Sur Meira Va'asei Tov. Turn away from the evil you've been doing and do Tov, i.e. Torah. And the Torah has the power not only to prevent Lashon Hara in the future, but to erase, at least to some extent, the sins of the past.
Could it be Tov to the people who you offended through your Lashon Hara?
You're right. In other words, and that's the point actually the Kli Yalkut makes, meaning the sin impacts in two ways. The sin hurts the other person. The sin also blemishes you. So the truth is, says the Kli Yalkut, you can't correct what you did to the other person.
Well, you could do Tov to him. Whatever that means, just compensate being an extra good friend or trying to be there for him. Trying to make up. You can't make up what you did.
Right. So you can do things, but you won't be able to erase what you did to him. But what you can do is you can erase the sin on your soul, the stain on your soul. And, the truth is, trying to be a better person, may not salvage his reputation, but at least it will make, take away the faults that you have that led to, that were produced by your speaking Lashon Hara. By the way, the Kli Yalkut says, again, an acute vort. That's why Rabbi Alexandri says twice, Man boy chai, man boy chai, right? If you keep your mouth from speaking evil, you'll get life for yourself and for the guy who otherwise would have been your victim. The Rochel, in the case with Reb Yanai, only says once, Man boy the mizban sam dechayim, because the potion only works for you. The potion is not going to clear up the damage to the reputation of the other guy. So even that, is meduyuk in terms of the difference between the two stories. Well, that you can say in general, meaning, I mean, we know not everybody who's careful about not speaking Lashon Hara necessarily lives to a ripe old age, right? So I guess you would say Chayim in both cases is really, Chayim HaNefesh, you could say like that. I mean, he's not going with that Maluch, but you could definitely say like that. So what's Rabbi Yanai's response? Oh, Shlomo HaMelech says this also. Now, what does he find in Shlomo HaMelech in Mishle that's not in Tehillim? So says the Kli Yalkut in Sefer Mishle, it describes how the person who guards his tongue is going to live a long life. So David HaMelech must have been saying something different. I mean, David and Shlomo wouldn't just be saying the same thing. Right? So it must be one of them is speaking about what you can do to prevent yourself from speaking Lashon Hara, but one of these two Makoros is talking about what you can do after the fact to make amends for having spoken Lashon Hara. And that's what gets Rabbi Yannai so excited. I never really understood the necessity of these two psukim until you, Rochel, came along and made a click for me. Right? There are two aspects that Torah has in terms of addressing the issue of being a Baal Lashon Hara. Torah can prevent you from being a Baal Lashon Hara. Torah can also make amends for the person who has, you know, sullied himself by being a Baal Lashon Hara. Right? And that's the excitement that Rabbi Yannai experiences after speaking to this Rocha. Very beautiful pshat. And he adds at the end, V'yotzasi migidri v'harich ksas b'davar she'eno me'in pshuto shel parsha. I deviated from my normal approach, says the Kli Yakar, to speak at length about something which is not really directly related to the parsha. I mean, it's, you know, it's the idea of Lashon Hara, but it's really more of a reconciliation of two Maamari Chazal. Yan ki ro'isi dorze paritz ma'od ma'od b'chet ha'losh. I look around in Prague, and I see that this generation is very, needs a lot of tikkun when it comes to this particular chet. What's that? Apparently not, no, because, you know, he's not singling out anyone in particular, right? You know, and he's doing it in the context of giving the mussar, so I guess, you know, that's considered to be l'toelos. Mitzoras no shenasi, and this unfortunately is an old problem. Ki gam begalus mitzrayim hayu ba'avush hayu ba'hem dalatoren, right? As Chazal tell us, there were tale bearers among the Jews in Egypt, and that's what led to the arichas hagalus. Later on during the Bayis Sheni period, the Jews weiter were involved in Lashon Hara. To this day, the sins of Lashon Hara just keep getting worse and worse and worse. Until God is incredibly angry at us. That's why I decided to speak about this. Again, this is not, this originally was a drasha, as he's going to go on to tell us in a moment, right? He didn't write the Kli Yakar originally. The Kli Yakar is a compilation of things that he said, you know, on the Chumash. So that's why I wanted to speak about this. Ulai yishme'u ha'ivrim shebemachane ha'ivrim, right? Maybe the blind in the camp of the Hebrews. It's a play on words. Maybe the Ivrim and the Machane HaIvrim will listen up. V'zel derashti b'kilas kodesh lublin v'pasha zachar. And I got up and I said this in the city Lublin on Pasha Zachar. V'saseif rashi'om v'chach mikol ha'kehilos. There was some kind of convocation of the various different communities, and this was the, you know, the sort of the core of what I said, v'nosaf aleim dvarim koheno v'choheno, and at the time I added much more in terms of the drasha. Parsha Zachar, everyone was together, I felt I had to speak about Lashon Hara. Right? Now, people speak about Lashon Hara, Parshas Tazria, Mitzara, that's not so surprising. The Kli Yakar thought it was important to speak about Lashon Hara at a convocation right before Purim, right? And, you know, he felt it was so important that he preserved it for posterity in the Kli Yakar. This apparently was something which was very, very much on his mind. And again, it shows you, we've seen a couple of Kli Yakars already, where the Kli Yakar really feels that he has to weigh in about, you know, certain problems that the generation has. You know, Chemdas HaMamon, he talks a lot about, you know, avarice, you know, and desiring things. Here, Lashon Hara is speaking evil against someone else. You know, he didn't hesitate, you know, to speak up against what he thought were the issues of the generation.
But you said that you can make amends. So how do you make amends?
But by learning Torah.
Now, how do you make amends to the other person?
No, so you have to go over to the other person and talk to them, etc. But in the end of the day, you're not really going to be able to salvage somebody's reputation. It's, you know, if you said, once the genie's out of the bottle, it's out of the bottle.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's just a very interesting window into the Kli Yakar himself and what his, you know, his focus was, what drove him. You know, this this issue of Lashon Hara was very, very close, you know, to his own heart and something which he thought was very important to speak about. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, we're back to Wednesday night. And wish everybody a good Shabbos and see you then.